11. The Escape from the American Dream 2. The full moon shone down on the great boat steaming through the icebergs. The crew of the American Dream 2 feasted well that night on a stew which, unbeknownst to them, was heavily laced with dragon nip. Hiccup had crept into the cooking tent and poured it into the bubbling cauldron of dinner. For a while, the hysterical crew ignored their spooky surroundings and sang out loud songs to the moon above, banging their dinner plates on the deck, and Norbert the Nutjob fiddled madly on his Viking violin, and the hysterics did wild jigs, and the polar serpents sat on their icebergs, quiet statues, only their eyes following the mayhem. And then, one by one, the dragon nip's heavy fumes overcame the hysterics. Sleep overtook them so quickly that they dropped as they stood in the middle of whatever they happened to be doing at the time and fell to the deck in grotesque attitudes of slumber. Norbert lay snoring, the violin still tucked under his chin. Goggle Eyes the Gory was clasped fondly to the breast of Ferociously Violent, who was under the sleepy delusion that he was 3 years old again and this was his mother. Red Ronald was pedalling the wheels of the Keep the Boat from Sinking and Scare Away the Big Sea Creatures machine, slower and slower until he stopped entirely and drooped, snoring over the handlebars. And the ship's cook collapsed face down in his snail and jellyfish pie. He would still be picking bits of snail, shell and egg out of his nostrils 3 days later. Hiccup, Kamikaze and Fishlegs waited till everybody on the deck was completely still. And then they waited 5 minutes more, just to make sure. Then slowly, quietly, they slipped down the rigging of the mast. Hiccup was carrying the sleeping Toothless in his breast pocket, and Kamikaze had the slumbering Stormfly draped around her shoulders like a scarf. They tiptoed across the deck of the American Dream 2, carefully, carefully picking their way through the sleeping, snoring warriors lying strewn on the boards. The sweet yellow-brown smoke from the cauldron billowing across the ship and making their eyes water. Cautiously, gently, Hiccup took the ticking thing from around Norbert's wrist and tied it back again to his own. Quietly, softly, Kamikaze removed the large bunch of keys from Norbert's waistband with her quick, light little fingers, and she opened the lock of the hatch that led down to the hold where they were holding the wanderers. It took all three of them to lift up the hatch, which they did with a whining creak. And then they threw down a rope and the keys to the wanderers below, Hiccup whispering as loud as he dared to tell them to unlock their chains and climb up one by one. The first two out were Bear Cub and his grandmother. Bear Cub was in a state of high excitement and danced round his grandmother, squeaking, I told you he would rescue us, you see, not all Vikings are wicked and we're not doomed after all.